to stay alone, to keep my head from exploding. People call me crazy, well, they're just hoping.
This is Finding Satan, a Black Cat Collective podcast.
Annabelle, are you smoking?
Yup.
Can I have one?
Knock yourself out.
You know, I really don't want to have to kill you.
Same.
You know we're supposed to, right? Like, in the master plan.
Sure. But what if we just don't, you know?
Have you ever considered not killing your sister?
Exactly. Like, I did it once, and it kind of sucked. Maybe I've grown since then? I don't know. I just don't have a lot of interest in doing what I'm supposed to do anymore.
Yeah, I guess so.
So why'd you kill Dr. Dumbass?
I don't know. Actually, that's a lie. I do know. I was tired of him treating me like his pet monster, you know? Like, hey, Clarissa, hold on to this protection spell. Hey, Clarissa, can I have some of your blood? Hey, Clarissa, Sarah's way better and more eviler than you, but can you hide me? You know? Like, oh, Sarah's the chosen one, blah, blah, blah. So annoying.
Totally.
So yeah, I stabbed him, drank some of his heart blood while it was still beating, then cut his head off. Decided to bring it to y'all as a present. Did you like it?
It was pretty dramatic. I loved it. We should cut off more dudes' heads.
What if we did that?
What? Just give up on the apocalypse and ride around cutting off heads?
Why not? Sarah's got the end of the world in the bag, you know? Let's go fuck around.
Huh.
Where is Sarah, anyway?
She popped out to run an errand.
Like, now? Right before the end of the world?
Well, when you put it like that... Nah, it's fine. Sarah knows what she's doing. If there's one thing she's good at, it's getting to the right place at the right time.
And you? What are you good at?
Killing dudes.
Yeah. Hey, guess what I have?
A big old knife?
Yep. A big old knife and a list of Dr. Carlyle's friends. You know, the ones who helped kidnap and torture us?
No way.
Yep. You got a car?
I sure as fuck do.
Then let's fucking go.
I feel so much better now that I've stashed Matt in the room without doors. Like, I know it's hard in there for him, but at least he'll be safe. I can't worry about him while I'm doing what I need to do. I guess I actually care about him. Annabelle? Clarissa? Hello? Jesus Christ, what were they doing back here? Playing football with Dr. Carlyle's head? These blood smears are just gross. Ugh. Annabelle! Clarissa! Where the fuck are you?
They're gone, Sarah.
What do you mean, gone? Like, dead?
No. They've taken a different path. They won't be there at the end.
They're just gonna miss the apocalypse?
Why do you call it that? You know it's not accurate. You, of all people.
Honestly, it's kind of fun to say. Definitely easier than just saying the end of the world all the time, you know? Has a little more flair.
Are you ready, Sarah?
Why does everyone keep asking me that? I'm as ready as I can be.
You have to be sure. You cannot enter the place of dark things with any doubt in your mind, in your heart. Your hand must be true. Your mind sharp, your heart in alignment.
Yeah, I'm ready. I know what I want to do.
Then you didn't really need Annabelle anymore. Let her go.
I guess so. It just... it feels weird. I didn't know who I was, and then I met her, and then all this started. It feels wrong to finish without her.
You'll see her again on the other side. You know who she is. She is a wild thing. She is meant for the hunt, not for battle. To fight and to love fiercely, and she can do what she does best. And in her own way, she is helping. You don't want too many of you there, you know.
Yeah, I guess so. Will you be there?
Of course. It is not every day one gets to watch the world burn. I have been waiting for this longer than you can know.
David, who are you? Really?
Long ago, the Lord had need of a voice. I had a different name then, a name that is no longer said by anyone. When he tired of us, when he left us, abandoned heaven, some fell, but I did not fall. I awoke, and awakened, I walked from the gates of heaven through the plains of earth. I walked and I saw what he had wrought, and I saw that it was not good. Sarah, my heart was broken, for I had believed. I had believed, and so I was his word. But then my heart broke inside of me, and instead of his word, I became his wrath, his vengeance. And I was not his voice, and instead I became the all-seeing eye of man, watching the things of his earth and the doings of hell, and I saw what must happen at the end. And here we are at the end, Sarah, and it would be my honor and my privilege to accompany you to the temple, to the very gates of hell on this earth, and to watch what you do. Because the end of the world will not be a whimper. It will be very grand to behold. And I will be at your side as you usher in a new age.
David, tell me. Tell me how I do it.
They open with the sun.
Man. You'll scare him. Matt!
What? Serafina?
Come out, wherever you are.
What are you doing here?
Safe and sound, safe and sound. Snug as a bug in a rug. Come, Matt. Come with me and play with Dee Dee. Here at the end of the world.
Serafina... I know what happens to people who play with Dee Dee, so maybe I'll just stay where I am.
No, silly. No. You must come with us. Mother says you must be there. You must witness. You must watch. I must bring you, she said.
Did she? Lilith told you to come and get me?
Mother, may I pluck out his eyes? No. I know. No, Matt. I will not hurt you. I must not play with your eyes, she says. I must bring you to the place. Dee Dee knows. She will not play with your bones. Just come with us, Matt. We don't like it here. Come with us, Matt. The end is near.
Sarah says I need to stay here.
Oh, Sarah says. What does Sarah know? She wants you to be safe, so she puts you here, does she? Here in this family he made for us? Well, I know something she doesn't know, Matt. Do you want to know what I know? There is no safety here, man. If you stay here, you will die. La la la, she lies, la la la. You must come with me and Dee Dee. Only I know where safety lies, man. Come with me, come with me, come with me.
Jesus, okay, sure. Are you sure this is what Lilith wants?
Who is Lilith, Matt?
I can feel her out there. Annabelle and I are connected now, and I can feel her. Driving through the night in Black Betty, Clarissa at her side. Their knives are sharp, and their claws are poison. And in another world, they ride forever, death on the highway. And in that world, they find and kill whoever they want, unbound by laws, unfettered by chains. No grand destiny, no me holding them back. Just them and their blades and the blood of men who deserve to die, wetting the ground, feeding the crops. Bones ground to dust beneath their heels. But in this world, I have work to do, and I have come at last to the desert, alone. This is my last night on this earth, and so I sit here, naked, scoured by sand, dreams of mortal men and immortal women in my mind, and I meditate on the world that has been, the world that will be, and the work that must be done. I can see them passing me by, the demons and the spirits that were trapped here. They're going to the temple. They're going to him. For he is the way in the darkness. He is the way in the darkness.
And who are you, Sarah?
I am the Lightbringer. I am the Morning Star.
And who is Matt?
Matt is the Witness. He is the Watcher in the Night.
And me, Sarah. Who am I?
You are the Mother of All. You create life and bring death. You are the sun and its shadow. You are the beginning and the end.
There is a time to sow and a time to reap. What is the time, Sarah?
It is time to reap.
Yes.
I'm ready, Mother.
Here, ma'am.
What? Behind this pillar?
She must not know you're here. You must bear witness, ma'am.
It feels strange not to be at her side.
She's coming.
I didn't know my quest would take me down such dark roads. But I knew something waited for me out there. I knew there had to be more than the life I'd known. Some greater truth, some greater purpose. I was called, even though I didn't know what the call was. I was pulled, even though I didn't know what pulled me. There's so much more to the world than what we see, what we're taught. We do not have to do what they tell us. We do not have to believe the world works the way they say it does, the way they say it must. Did I know my quest would lead me here to this temple? No. But I knew I had to take that first step, to put my foot on the path to knowledge. I knew I wanted to know. I knew I wanted to taste the fruit. I wanted the knowledge of good and evil. I'd rather know the truth than live a lie. I'm here. I see Michael on the steps of the temple he raised. I see Natalie sitting next to a dead girl. And I see David, waiting for me as promised. Hi, David.
Sarah, you have come.
I'm here. Who is that with Natalie?
That is Clara, of course. She is bound here until the end.
Oh. I didn't expect that.
No. But she will rest soon.
I hope so. She didn't deserve such a shitty life. Worse death.
No one does.
David, you knew him well. What is God?
A lie.
I'm nervous.
Don't be. We're all here with you.
Michael. Michael, it is time.
Sarah. Sarah, is that you?
Yes, Michael. I'm here.
Sarah, look what I've done. Look at the sun. Sarah, do you see it?
I do, Michael. It's lovely.
I found your sister, Sarah. I found another one. She's just like the first, you see. Just like my first. I love her very much.
Of course you do, Michael. Of course you do.
I'm sorry, Sarah. I must kill you now. You understand, right? You know what I must do.
Oh, Michael. Really?
Yes. It's time, Sarah. My father told me... He told me what Liv was trying to do, you see. And he said it was up to me. I must stop. He told me, those wicked, silly girls. It's my time. He said I'm better than the other one. He said that one died just for him. But me, I will kill for him. I will clear the way.
Clear the way for what? Did he tell you?
For him. For his angels. He said.
But... if he were truly your father, he wouldn't need you to clear the way. Don't you see? He lied to you.
No, he wouldn't. Sarah, please. Just lie down. I need to...
No, Michael.
No?
No, not this time. I'm not going to lie down for you, and neither is Natalie. You don't get to kill any more girls.
But Sarah... Sarah, darling, how are you going to stop me? Look. Look at my army of angels. Look at the sun, which changes at my command. Look at me, in all my splendor. And then look at you. What are you? Just a girl, no army, no friends, no Annabelle. Where is Annabelle, Sarah? She left you alone in the desert. She left you to fight me alone because she knew you could not win. Where is Annabelle, Sarah?
I'm right here, fucker.
Clara. Clara, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Everyone kept asking me if I was ready, but it's you. It's always been you.
Hurry. Whatever you're going to do, do it fast. He's...
Hold him down! Annabelle!
Help me! He's fucking strong! God damn it, Michael!
Dee Dee, it's time to play. Come along, Dee Dee. Mother says our sister needs us.
Get him to that slab. Yes, that one. The one with my blood.
Sarah!
I'm here. Hold him. Michael? Michael, look at me. Yes. Look at me, Michael. Look in my eyes. Watch. Clara, now.
I'm here. I'm here. Oh my God.
Did it work?
Yes. I'm inside him. He's so strong. He's fighting me, even now.
Hurry. We don't have much time.
This is the way the world ends. This is the way the world ends.
Sarah, say goodbye to Matt for me. Tell him thank you.
I will, Clara. I promise I will. Please. Please hurry.
It's so beautiful up here. The sun. I can see things in the sky I've never seen before. There are whole worlds in ours, layer upon layer. Michael. Michael, I know you can hear me. Michael, watch. Watch what we're about to do. Stay with me. Do you see it, Michael? Do you see the sun? I want you to know. I want you to know. Watch. Watch what we do.
I watched it all. I watched it all happen. Annabelle came as if from nowhere. The fight. And Clara. Ugh. Clara, somehow, she took Michael's body and flew into the sun. I don't know what's happening now. I'm supposed to be the witness, but I can't see everything that's happening. The ground was shaking, worse than when the temple rose. But it's still now. When they flew into the sun, it flared and everything went black. It's all black. I can't see. I can't believe she did that. How?
Shh. It's okay.
Sarah?
I'm here. Take my hand.
What's happening, Sarah? It's all dark.
I know. There's no light. I'm sorry, that sounds really stupid. I mean, look, I'm sorry I put you in the room. I thought it would be safe.
Serafina got me out.
I'm glad she did. It's okay. You're safe now.
But what happened?
The sun. And the sun. Michael flew into the sun. He primed it, and when he hit, it tipped over, I guess? It opened. I don't think you could see it. Not with your human eyes, but I saw it. It was incredible. It opened like a flower, and inside it was so many shades of black. It was beautiful, Matt. I wish you could have seen it. Really seen it.
Me too. I can't believe Clara.
Yeah. It was her all along. It was always her. I was just... I don't know.
You were definitely something.
Ha ha.
But will it come back? The sun?
That wasn't all. It wasn't the only thing that opened.
Sarah? What aren't you telling me?
The circles. All of them. They opened. I don't know how to explain it, but it's all gone. Everything is gone. The circles, all the seals that made the world were broken open. Nothing's left.
But then I should have died, right? I should be dead. Why didn't I die?
Because I didn't want you to.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah.
So what happens next? I feel like I messed up my job. I was supposed to bear witness, and I seem to have missed most of it.
It's not the end you were supposed to witness, Matt. It's this.
What? What's gonna happen?
Let's find out.
Everyone, welcome to the end of the world. And definitely the end of our world, which is Finding Satan, this production that we've been working on for 3 seasons. My name is Gabrielle Awe. I am the author, producer, and director of Finding Satan. And I cannot believe this is the end. It has been so much work that for most of the production of season 3, I've just been hanging on by a thread trying to get to the end. And so has Jeremy, who does all of our audio production and all of our web and podcast hosting work as well. It's just the two of us who produce the show. In addition to us, we have an amazing cast of, I don't know how many people we've worked with over the 3 seasons, but well over 30 people who have acted on this show and have volunteered to be part of this. And I really just want to say thank you to everyone. Thank you to Jeremy, because this has been so much more work than either of us anticipated. And we have gone through so much real life stuff over the years as we've been working on this. And I also just wanted to say thank you so much to all of our actors and actresses, especially Emily and Shannon and Mike and Abby, who've been with us for just years and years and years, as well as Darby, who is the incredible actress for Lilith. So many of the actors and actresses we work with are not professionals, and so many are professionals. And Emily has just been instrumental in finding some of our best talent. So Emily, thank you so much for voicing Sarah for so many years, as well as for helping us find so many amazing people to work on the show, especially Shannon, who is just the best Annabelle I could imagine. I was so fussy about Annabelle for some reason, because I just think that she just brings so much of the sinister and batshit crazy vibe to the show, and nobody could have done a better job than Shannon. Emily is the best Sarah, and I was shocked at the beginning of when I was writing season 2 and Clara popped up as a character, and Abby, who does this as a side gig like the rest of us, Abby was an incredible Clara as well. So just really, really blessed to have so many talented people working on this. And Jeremy also voiced Alan in season 1. Alan was a beloved character. And when Alan went away and Matt came in as a character, I think all of us were a little bit worried that the audience wouldn't resonate with Matt, but they did, because Mike just has done such an incredible job voicing Matt. Like, I couldn't have pictured a better Matt. Like, he just captures his essence perfectly. So just this cast, everybody is a volunteer who works on this. We have not managed to monetize Finding Satan at all, mostly because we were so busy with the writing and production and the acting that none of us had the time or energy to really focus on marketing or monetization, unfortunately, because I would love more people to hear the show. So I wish that we had spent, you know, more time and money on marketing and advertising. But what really did help us was word of mouth. And so I just also want to thank our audio drama subreddit. If you're not part of that subreddit, please go join it, because they have such interesting like recommendations and discussions of other shows that are just great. But also we found really just more of our audience through that community. And so just big thank you to that community who has helped also, you know, with word of mouth for our show, and also just been so supportive of me and Jeremy through the years. I was just amazed at how helpful that community is and how amazing it is. And then I just really, really, really want to thank the fans. Some of you, I just can't believe that some, I'm probably going to get emotional here, but I can't believe some of you love this show like we do. Like, some of the fan comments and feedback have just really helped us through the years as we were like, is anybody listening? But you are, and I just love it when I hear from the fans about what you like about the show, whether it's the writing or the acting or the production of it, because Jeremy does such an incredible job with the production and with the music and with the sound effects. It just sounds so professional, which is amazing because we're honestly a group of independent amateurs when we started this. Jeremy and I had one show under our belt and it just wasn't anywhere near the complexity of Fighting Satan. But when you do have such a small independent show, to know that the fans are just as passionate about it as you are is just so rewarding. So we may not have the biggest audience, but I think we have some of the best fans in the business. You guys are so incredible, and I love hearing that you listen to the show over and over again, because to me, that's one of the reasons I say it's one of the best written things I've ever done, is because I have to read it over and over again, which makes me crazy. But as an author, sometimes when you read your work too much, and especially over the span of years, you look back and you're like, oh my God, that was so cringe. But that has never happened to me with Fighting Satan. Every time I have to reread it, for all the reasons that we have to reread our work, I love it. I love it all over again. And I just really enjoy some of the hidden jokes. Some of the hidden jokes I've never heard anybody mention. So I'm not sure if anybody's picked up on some of the really deeply buried stuff, but I do love that you guys get the humor, you get the dark humor of it. You know that even though we're dealing with some really dark themes here, we really try and approach it humorously because life is dark, and that's the best thing you can do, I think. It's just find the humor in any dark situation. So our fans, just again, thank you. I also have a special shout out to Shelby Scott from Scare You to Sleep. She started her podcast right around the same time, just a little bit before I started my other show, which is called Stories in the Dark. And Shelby has a huge, huge, huge fan base and has had a huge platform, and she has been incredibly supportive. We spoke a few years ago a couple times, and we did a little bit of cross promotion, but not enough, and that's my fault. And Shelby was just so amazing because she has mentioned both of my shows on her podcast, which, like I said, has a huge, huge platform. And so some of her fans have given us a shot and some of them have liked us, but I just really appreciate the generosity that Shelby has shown. And even though we haven't spoken in the last couple years because we're both busy with our shows, and frankly, I'm terrible at keeping up with people, she still mentions us, and I just really appreciate that support from a bigger creator. And you know, just again, this has been such a labor of love, and it just warms my heart that so many people have listened to it and been supportive, and that so many people have volunteered to work on it with us. So just thank you all from the bottom of my heart. And this really is the end of Fighting Satan the show, but it doesn't mean it's the end of the Fighting Satan universe. So I hope that you guys do follow us on some of our platforms. I know that we don't post super often, but we have our Instagrams. I have my author Instagram, which amusingly is named Evil Kitty Girl. But go to our website, findingsatan.com, and there's a lot of links to different places that you can follow us. I have my author Facebook page. I have the Fighting Satan Facebook page as well. And the reason I'm saying that is because there is always going to be more content in one form or another. I really, you know, as we started season three, and Jeremy and I just had so much going on with our day jobs, because we have very, very intense day jobs on top of what we do for our shows. And we're like, I don't know if we'll ever be able to do a full cast audio production again, at least not without some more help. Just because it is so very time and energy consuming. So will there be a second Fighting Satan show? Again, not unless we get a lot more help with the production side. I think that if I were to do this again, I would absolutely try and work with another production company, or at least, you know, hopefully have the funding to pay just to get more people involved. Yeah, but that doesn't mean that that's the end of it, because even though I was exhausted, as the end came near, I started thinking about stories that I wanted to embellish on, or how there's just so much more to tell about some of the characters and some of the things that happened kind of quote-unquote off-screen. So there may be more content, and for sure, I'm turning the series into a set of books, and in order to novelize them, I am also adding more content
and more things that I'd written that never made it into the show as well. So it's not the end of the world. I mean, it is, but it's not the end of the content, the story. But again, thank you all so much. This has been an incredible experience. I'm so glad that the story has resonated with so many people. And yeah, that's it. I'll probably talk more about this and make some videos, but I just wanted to say at the end of this series that this has just been an incredible experience, and I appreciate everybody who has supported us, and I'm going to miss you all. And I'm so, so sad that we're done, but so very proud of the work we've done and the fact that it found its people, and I wasn't sure that it would. Thank you.
Finding Satan is written and directed by Gabrielle Aul. Finding Satan is a Black Cat Collective podcast.